This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been teaching a profound series on the subject of tithing titled Why Some People Tithe But Are Not Blessed. The subtitle for today is Blessing and Recognition. Let's join in as Kakra introduces his subject.
We have been sharing on the subject why some people pay tithes and it looks as if they are not blessed, although they are paying tithes. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can go to church, you can be a tithe payer, you are paying tithes all the time, supporting the work of God, and it looks as if you're not being blessed. Yesterday, somebody sent me an email. I was reading it in the night before I slept. He said, I've been looking for a job. He said, I'm a serious Christian. I pray. I pay my tithes. I have sent 800 applications. I was shocked. He said, over 800 applications I have sent. He said, all have been rejected. No job. He said, apart from that, I've also sent over 200 messages. I don't know whether they are text messages or whatever, or WhatsApp messages for employment. I don't know. But he said, over 200 messages. And he said, for all these things, still, I don't have a job. So he said to me, Pastor, what is wrong? So this guy, somebody who has made over 1,000 attempts. And he said that after 1,000 attempts, there's nothing to show for it. So I was curious. I sent him a message back. I said, what is your background? And where do you stay? So he sent me his CV. Hey, the guy is learned. Master's, doctorate, certificates. You know, so such a person, if he's paying tithes and he's sent over 800 applications and he's not receiving any answers, he is bound to ask himself, does this thing work? Really, does it work? That's why we're examining this wonderful subject. I mean, why some people pay their tithes and really they don't seem to enjoy any blessing. Well, my story is different. I've been paying my tithes and I've been seeing the blessing. Because we all don't have the same story. Your story could be different from mine. The fact that you have a bad marriage does not mean mine is not good. The fact that your business didn't work does not mean that selling rice is not profitable. But anyway, let's try and answer this guy. So, what's the problem? I think that sometimes the problem is the problem of recognition. Tell somebody recognition. The word recognition, it means to know what something is. Sometimes you can be in something good, blessed, but because you don't even know what it is, to you, it's not a blessing. Why? Because sometimes maybe you are used to it. Sometimes when you get used to things, they no longer look unusual. It doesn't look like a blessing because you are used to it. You know, when I was young, where I used to live, I grew up. I never appreciated the place till I grew. And when I grew, when I look back, I said, whoa, I used to live in a beautiful area, but I never knew it when I was young. The problem was recognition. My house, where I used to live, was 200 meters from the sea. Now, how many people live by the sea in this world? But because I grew up with the sea, I thought everybody had a sea behind his house. It never occurred to me that it was something special. The landscape in the place, especially. In the area, there was a river in the area. And the river enters the sea. So sometimes we will go to the river. And in that same area, there was an island. And the island was owned by my dad. But I never thought that the island is a wonderful place. Since my dad passed, now we own the island. You are looking at an island owner. You know, but it never occurred to me that even an island, how many people even can own an island and go to the island, play on the island, and enjoy the island? It never occurred to me. I remember when we were young, sometimes we'd go to the beach. And when we go to the beach, in those days, you will see whales, literally, with your eye. Sometimes the whales will come ashore and they will die on the beach. And we will go and stand by the whales, huge whales. I never took even one photo of a whale. I don't remember. Because I thought that whales were everywhere. I felt it was common. When I go to the beach sometimes, at certain seasons, you go to the beach, it's full of fish. Dead fish on the sand. Thousands. In their thousands. Not pollution has come. And when I go there now, even the tadpole, I don't see. So then it makes me see that, oh, really? Not knowing those were unusual times. But it never occurred to me. Never. Not even one single moment. As far as I was concerned, it was just a normal existence. Do you know what my problem was? The problem of recognition. To know what something is. So sometimes you can have something good, but you don't even know what it is. Because maybe you are used to it. Because maybe you don't even know the value of it. Never even occurred to me that my dad had put me in a very beautiful place. It never crossed my mind. No, I appreciate. But you know something? It's too late. So sometimes by the time you recognize the value of something, it's too late. It's gone. That's why if you have a good wife, husband, children, pastor, friend, don't take them for granted. When Jesus came into the world, he was such a blessing. I mean, it's a blessing for Jesus to be in your midst and walk amongst you. But you see, because of the problem of recognition, people never realized that even Jesus was a blessing. In John 1:10, the Bible says, he was in the world. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. So there he is, but he cannot be recognized. They don't know who he is. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. How can you receive something you cannot even recognize? You don't even know what it is. 12 says, but as many as received him. In other words, some people were able to recognize that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. God with us. The people in the Bible school couldn't recognize him. The Bible school scholars, they couldn't recognize him. But the fishermen, they recognize him. Even a madman recognize him. As many as received him, verse 12 says, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Recognition. You know, sometimes in life, there are even people around you that God has put them around you to be a source of blessing. But if you are not spiritual, you can't recognize it. Do you know that blessings cannot be found anywhere? They are in places. Gold is in a particular place. Oil is in a particular place. Diamonds, they're in a particular place. So blessings flow in particular places and through particular people. For example, in Job 28 verse 1, the Bible says, there is vein for silver and a place for gold. In other words, silver flows through certain veins. Your silver, your cash, is flowing through the veins of somebody. Ask the person sitting by you, are you the one? Blood flows through only vessels. It doesn't flow through every part of the body, just the vessels. So it says there are veins and a place for gold where they find it. Do you know how to recognize such people? You will see that a lot of your blessings are coming through them. Those people, they are your veins of silver.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that one reason why people tithe and are not blessed is because they fail to recognize all the blessings around that God has actually given to them because they take it for granted.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear pastor, God has performed a miracle in my life, one of the greatest miracles. After your prophetic prayer, my ACG level has dropped significantly. I don't know what it is, but doctors understand, like my wife. And the doctor herself was amazed. She said, I'll no more need to be hospitalized for the medical management procedure as the ectopic has dissolved naturally. We indeed serve a miracle working God.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekobaden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God Himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekobaden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating.